A lot can happen in the next 3 years. Like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans are available for these changing times. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer budget-friendly, flexible coverage for people who are in between jobs or missed open enrollment. The plans last nearly 3 years in some states, with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. So for whatever tomorrow brings, UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans may be for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
Sissies, we are in a state.
Is there a new flavor of Oreos?
No.
Oh, they finally started a gay men who can knit subreddit?
No. And if they did that subreddit, I would report it for being sad.
Well, what is it then? Some new Keira Knightley movie?
Close. Sissies, we are excited for Vanderpump Villa, a new reality show starring Lisa Vanderpump.
Now on Hulu. Oh, yeah. It looks delish. And the guys are really hot.
It's not only about the hot men, Maddie. This is a high-class show, and Lisa Vanderpump is taking us across the pond. Sissies, in this gorgeous new show, you can join Lisa and her hand-selected staff at Chateau Rosabelle, a glamorous estate in the French countryside.
With really hot French guys?
No. Well, maybe. Stop distracting me. Sissies, meet the elite staff as they work, live, and play together 24/7 while dealing with rivalry, romance, and misadventures. But don't get it twisted. The staff will need to meet Lisa's high standards as they try to provide once-in-a-lifetime experiences for their guests.
True. And Lisa has a staff. Mixologists, chefs, housekeepers, event coordinators, and a chateau manager.
Who's really, really hot.
I knew you'd get there. But sissies, not everybody has what it takes.
Oh no, it gets messy. So get prepared, sissies, because Vanderpump Villa has first-class luxury and world-class drama.
Watch new episodes of Vanderpump Villa every Monday, now on Hulu.
Hello, this is Captain Poodle speaking. Are you ready to find love?
Yes, ahoy, matey.
Love.
Do-do-do-do.
Exciting and new. Go online. They're catfishing you.
Shocker.
Fiance.
Soon you'll be flying to parts unknown.
90-day Beyonce.
Marrying someone you've only met on your phone.
Be they French or Chinese, a brand new K-1 visa's the key.
Ooh, the key to what, Poodle?
To love.
It's reality, yes, let's love.
All right.
Ah. Are we starting?
Yeah, I think.
We're rolling.
Christina, hello. It's a little darker, Christina.
Can you warm us up?
We're doing this in the morning. I don't know what it's going to stop it. I don't know what it's going to look like. Let a hoe know.
Make it gold. Can we like add some gold lights?
I want to look like Cate Blanchett in Lord of the Rings.
Oh, yes.
Just like filter to the, I want to look like that all the time.
I want the RuPaul Drag Race season one filter.
Yeah, just Vaseline all over Poodle's face. It's usually in her ass.
Vaseline.
Yo, welcome to Reality
welcome
Gaze.
Welcome to Reality Gaze.
Well, this is part two.
Part dos of, what was this episode called?
It was called Indiscretions. Indecent
Proposal.
Israel sent little author.
Israel is your purr. That's how he described, or Nazareth.
I did mess up. I did mess up where Alexi lives. Y'all will see eventually in our watch along.
In our watch along, where
we filmed a bunch yesterday.
He described
yesterday.
It was something like Nazareth. It's like Nazareth Elite, and you goes Nazareth. You had a mild stroke during it.
I did.
Y'all, this is part two. We're filming this. If you're watching Intimate Portrait, it might look a little dark.
Like, we're working with lighting. It's a whole new setup.
Especially
we have
when
here.
We're early. So we're going to have to get more lights.
So is what it is.
It is what it is.
You know what? As Stacey said, we tried this and it didn't go good.
Do we have any announcements?
We do. We want to, we're back on the wagon with our newsletter. So we just want to remind people there's a link to that in the show notes. Sign up for the newsletter. That's where you're going to get kind of all what's going on in the reality gaze world, but you're also
in the universe.
Yes, you also get Poodle's proclamations and Maddie's musings, which are exclusively our little commentaries that are only on the newsletter. Also, you mentioned this, when live shows do start happening, the newsletter is going to be the number one place for them to get, besides the website.
We got all of our opinions in there, Illuminati theories.
Yes. Also, some of you that have cameos have had trouble booking cameos with the app, sometimes especially on Apple phones. We highly recommend following the link in the show notes and booking your cameo
book them
on the
web.
It seems to go better for people.
Right.
So,
very true.
There you go.
Yeah, people are like, the app's not working.
Also, in another announcement, Poodle's hickey's gone. He's ready to play.
It's right there.
Because the problem...
My body is fresh and untouched again.
So that's it. When you get...
Needs to be touched.
I was going to say, when you get a hickey, then do you realize you can't have sex for like... Would you invite another
I'll just cover it up. You can cover up a lot.
Wow.
Like a bullet hole right here.
Wow. Wow.
An iron brand right here.
We need to keep going. Also, y'all,
when I was in that cult in the 80s,
we want to remind you that Pig Royalty, the finale's on Tuesday night.
The best show ever.
The finale's on Tuesday night, so we're very excited. We have our interview with Tyler is going up tomorrow.
Monday. No, today.
Oh, it's going up today?
Yeah.
Yes, I'll do that. And then our interview with Jody and them is going to happen after Pig Royalty.
We're recording Tuesday. We're probably not going to drop until Wednesday.
Yeah. So, anyway, we do need to record the intros and outros for that. Remind me. Sorry, y'all. Business talk.
Yet another thing to do.
Another thing to do. We needed assistance.
When do you go back to Houston?
I don't know yet. I haven't talked to the doctor yet.
I want my life back again.
It's probably going to be soon, and I'm not looking forward to it. But that's all right. I'm happy to be with my dad. I'm not happy to... I don't mind Houston. Not looking forward to being back in Oklahoma. They're just getting all storms now, which I kind of miss.
I'm going to let you spiral out.
You know, I'm seeing my therapist on Friday. I'm going to save that for him.
Can we give you three times a week?
Yeah.
So I don't have to deal with that.
What last announcement?
Something else.
Extreme Sisters. It's happening. As we mentioned last episode.
I haven't watched the...
We haven't watched this episode yet. But apparently there's
I don't have the stomach for it.
There's a pair of sisters that have a psychic bond.
What number am I thinking of?
Fuck me raw. I mean four.
Yeah. Another reason for me just to be disturbed.
I can't wait. Thank you for doing this. I'm going to tell you what I told
you. You're
going
to have to keep me drunk the whole time.
You're going to end up loving this show.
No. It's very different than Smothered.
Okay.
Yeah. It's very different.
Anyway. All right, everybody.
Very different.
Stop calling me telemarketer.
I wish it said telemarketer. You know how something
sometimes
says...
Sometimes it does.
Sometimes it says spam.
Yes.
Or scam.
That's what I want. Anyway, let's do this.
Possible scam.
Because some professional installer is coming to install something in Poodle's apartment.
It's coming to install a over-the-toilet...
No one cares.
...piece of furniture. You're right. No one cares.
No one cares.
No one cares.
We just got to get it done. So let's jump in this shit.
Should we jump into Brandon and Julia?
We should.
This is episode two.
Two.
Brandon, I love Las Vegas.
Y'all, Julia...
I want to live at Caesar.
Yeah, Julia wants to live at Caesar. I'm pretty sure that's a...
In the casino.
She
wants to live there.
She bathes in the fountain in front.
Yes.
And she thinks the Bellagio pools are for swimming.
She's just a twit, y'all.
This doesn't make sense at all. Like, she's getting a very bad edit. But I think you said it, and you're right. I was shocked to be like, oh my God. Am I agreeing with Brandon? What's happening?
No, he's a garbage husband, too.
He's not great.
He talks down to her.
He does talk down to her.
But the thing is, I would have a hard time with some of the things that Julia...
Are we recording? Okay, just checking. Didn't know.
With some of the things... Would you put a fucking coaster on that?
I will.
Decide which would you put it.
I'm moving it.
And I like how I got new furnishings and someone's going to trash them immediately.
You really have shitty coasters. Did you buy new coasters?
Yeah, but they're still packed.
I'll get you
some. We're going to work on... We're going to talk about this later.
I'll get you some.
Please just let me take it to the show.
Get some Waterstone. They're the best.
I have some. They're packed. Zip it. Anyway, so they're at the pool, and she's still like, why can we not stay in Las Vegas?
And but it's, Brandon, why not we stay here? And Four Queens. Four Queens is so nice.
I don't know if this is, and I wrote this down. She dreams not enough. She dreams too much.
Mm-hmm.
And there's nothing in the middle. Because, like, the thing is, I think Julia really did. She almost thought that the American dream, when she moved here with Brandon, was this package she could unwrap.
Did she come from small town Ukraine, right?
She's Russia.
From, yeah, she's Russia. Did she come from small town?
I don't think it was that small. She was a go-go dancer.
That's true.
So,
although you'd be surprised. Sometimes on the back when I'm in... when I was in high school, the Starlight would have dancer night, and they would have women. They didn't pay them, but women could get up and dance around the bar, and they would give them free drinks, like up to four.
Where is the Starlight? It's in
Ardmore, Oklahoma.
Sounds great.
You're not a woman.
You know what?
They're not going to give you
labels.
But they're by a drink, they give you a Bud Light. They're only $2.50.
I guarantee you, I could be a lot more feminine than some of those women in Oklahoma.
That's fair. That's fair.
I come in with my southern wig on.
Apparently, we'll see, because
backwards dress.
Because some of them look like apparently that mom in Extreme Sisters. I haven't watched it, but I've seen pictures. And y'all, that's some Oklahoma shit right there.
The back of her hair especially.
Oh, yeah.
Quite questionable.
For me, I'm more, it's her eyeliner and that dark brown lipstick.
Yeah. It's a bad thing.
It's going to be fun. But yes, she's, but I say that because Julia, there's this naivete of just like, it's like she thought.
Is it naivete or is it just?
I don't. It's like
misinformed.
It is though. Like she thought it was a package, but also she thought like America was
Uncle Sam, apple pie. Like everyone gets a job.
Like propaganda that people sent out in the 60s.
That's what it seems
that's
like.
That's what it seems like. It's all Disney World and rainbows and joy.
I want to live in big city.
And I'm like, now we've had a lot of Vegas cities,
sissies.
A lot of Vegas cities. I can't say it.
I need to get that tongue operation
mommy
now.
Mommy made me match my M&Ms. Mommy made me match my M&Ms.
See, even then is a little like your tongue doesn't work.
Suck my dick, suck my dick.
Let's do a GoFundMe for a mouth surgery for you.
Can we zip yours? Put an actual zipper where I go, that'd be great.
Nope.
Anyway, like on Beetlejuice. Well, you waylaid me. I don't know what I was saying.
It was about Julia and big cities, Las Vegas.
Now I'm distracted by your beautiful concealer that looks like shit on me and looks great on Poodle.
Thank you. Thank you.
Y'all bought some Instagram concealer, and they said they'd match your foundation.
I took it.
And he took it, and it looks better on him. I don't like that.
That's good.
It's just complete misinformation.
I just don't think she's that much. This sounds really awful. I just don't think she's a very serious person. And she lives in a world that I think she's great fun.
Mm-hmm.
But if I had to spend my whole life with her.
There's not depth to her.
No,
there doesn't
not.
Seem to be. Yeah.
And maybe it's for the cameras.
There doesn't seem to be any depth to Brandon, though, either.
No. I agree. But I don't know. I don't want to say it's that she's just... I say that she was not a very serious person, and it's true. But, like, there's a little bit of seriousness to Yara. There's a kind of need to get something.
Even
Natalie, because I'm talking about our other Eastern European women.
Natalie's nothing. Natalie needs to be more shallow.
Right.
She's just depthful, it's, dark,
right.
deep emotions.
Right.
Just like us. Again, y'all, I'm going to say it again. Mm-hmm. One eye blink away from lunacy. It's true.
She's haunted by some type of Victorian child. Yes. Like that chihuahua. Yes. I just... She's just not serious. If I had to be with someone like that, it would drive me up the wall.
I bet she's fun in a town that you're visiting.
That's what I'm saying.
And I think she's just... One thing I like about her, like, I like how she'll get excited. I've said this before. I think there's something... There's like a childlikeness to her. I think it's an immaturity,
yeah,
too.
But there's a child... There's a childlikeness, and then there's, you know, like... You're still acting like a 14-year-old at 20, what? She's older than Yara.
She is?
Yes. She's older than Yara.
Wow.
Yeah. Julia's like 28.
Wow.
Yeah. It's ridiculous.
Yara wears so much makeup. She looks so much older.
No. And she acts older.
That's true.
So they're out by the pool, y'all.
I mean, they do order a Long Island iced tea.
I think that was for Brandon. Y'all, you don't order a Long Island iced tea unless you want to get fucked up.
After the age, and also after the age of like 24, you don't order a Long Island iced tea.
You get served a Long Island iced tea at TGI Fridays, and the bartender named Brad, who already has 3 possession charges,
yes,
has given it to you, and it's so strong. He's added a little Rohypnol in there too.
Wow!
You don't even know what's going on.
That was very specific, I'm wondering about your decision.
I've heard.
I'm wondering about your decision.
You taste a little chemical taste. And then you just chalk it up to nothing.
This feels weird, and we need to move on.
Just speaking from experience.
But so they order their drinks. The woman comes. Of course, Julia's like, what are you looking at?
Yeah.
She thinks Brandon's looking at her boobs.
And that's immaturity, too.
Yeah, and she's like...
I person jealous.
She had some good lines. She's like, I person jealous. She also... We had some other things, too, that she said. She's like... And then she said... And Julia really
men and women no be friends.
She's like, I trust Brandon. I don't trust women. I woman. I don't trust women. And I went, that's healthy.
Also,
her ideas of male and female relationships are really archaic.
It does feel like
she is very archaic.
Like she was like in a small town.
That's what I'm
like
telling you.
Russian
I think
town.
She's small town.
And she was wearing like a headscarf.
Maybe she moved to the big city to go. I could see her being small town. Maybe she had to do farm work.
She's like one of Tevye's daughters.
Yes. Moved to the big...
Tarzel knew more than she did.
It's true. She moved...
Even with her hump.
Moved to the big city. Started go-go dancing at a club and was just living life full and frantic.
3 months.
Like a twink from Gary, Indiana, who moved to WeHo. We know them.
Yeah, they come out with their backpacks.
Y'all, there are so many
They work at...
Go ahead.
Oh, I know. New one. He came here from Ohio.
Country gays.
Started working at the bookstore. Learned a lot. Made friends with a lot of people. Started going to orgies. Did porn. Then backed away from porn. Now is like kind of in a nice job. Had a substance abuse issue. Then now is in recovery. And then moved. Then married some guy who was older than him. And now they live in Palm Springs.
The circle of life. It goes up and down, and the painted ponies go round and round. That's literally what happens to a lot of
that's
people.
That's all of them.
That's so many people in Los Angeles.
No judgment for having an addiction and getting in recovery, but they all do it.
No, they do because for me, I did. You know, Kyle was watching last night. I was watching parts of it while I was uploading videos for Sissy Christina. Netflix has a new documentary about like crack and coke, but really kind of the history of crack and how it's devastated communities and all in the 80s.
Yeah.
And it made me forget all that propaganda and like the
drugs,
the moral judgment.
The Nancy Reagan say no
to drugs. And it was interesting to watch Kyle because Kyle's younger than me. So he wasn't alive for any of that. He was born
right.
in 85. And I'm like, oh yeah, I remember the say no to drug campaigns and all
and
that.
You were born in 71.
You were born in 01. Just the drugs that they couldn't tell y'all to take was opium.
Laudanum.
Say no. Say no to opium.
Just say no when you don't let the laudanum fairy hit you.
Mm-hmm. Say no to silver. That was Poodle. But that's really the main reason why I never, because I believe.
Don't go to the brothel and have some silver.
They talked about some sports stars that had tried drugs and died, and they became very famous, and the media started this campaign that you can try cocaine or crack once and die from it. And that scared me so bad. That's why I never did drugs. I thought I would do it once and die.
Wow.
But it worked. That's what they were selling.
What a patsy.
Anyway, if you're really interested to see the iniquity, because it talks a lot about how you could get arrested for 3 grams of crack, which is literally a gram is the size of a sugar packet.
Yeah.
But yet you had to have 60 grams of cocaine before you were arrested.
Right.
So anyway, I'm just recommending that documentary. It was really good. It's new on Netflix, I think.
How does that...
It's more interesting than Julia.
I was like, where did we go?
I don't know why I was talking about that. I was just saying that's the reason why I'm scared of drugs.
Where do we go from drugs?
Where do we go from here?
No. We're not going to do this today. I have things to do.
You really?
This is not going to be one of those shows.
If you don't have sex tonight, I'm not coming over tomorrow.
Oh, Jesus. Okay, good. So you don't have to come over tomorrow.
No, you're getting pounded.
So what were we talking about? Something about you so waylaid the conversation.
You know,
I don't know where we went.
You can talk about things. It's fine.
But they usually have a reference point.
But anyway, basically they're talking about boobs and jealousy. We're talking about Julie being from a small town.
But, maybe that was what it is.
But the thing we're going to talk about is Betty calls and she's got a letter from immigration.
I'm just glad to see her. It said I'm glad to see Betty.
So I don't have to watch her take fucking Instagram pictures in a pool.
That was a lot. So their application for permanent resident status. And
I just want to say, Brandon is someone who FaceTimes with his mom while everybody else is at the pool in Las Vegas having to hear it.
It's pretty awful.
Yeah, do you know what Poodle would have done?
I would have talked about them. Or maybe ripped his hand and thrown it in the pool of the phone.
It would.
It's stupid. Well, it's for a show, though, so I get it. I thought it was interesting. They have an interview in a few days after they get back that Betty said, I'll make a copy and text it. Mother Poodle could not do that.
I was impressed.
She knows how to do that.
My mother could. Papa Mar could not.
No. So they are nervous now. And she's the next day. She
but this is what
is,
they wanted, right?
Yeah, but they need drama because they're nervous about the green card She said, "What happens if I don't get it? Like, you have to leave the country." Is that true?
Does
they're
that happen married. A lot? Yeah, come at us, sissies. Because I know we have.
I wish we knew more about things like this.
It's true. You know, I dreamt last night, and part of my dream was someone. There was an old man saying to me, if you're going to talk things about on your podcast, you should know what you're talking about. And I said, we're not an expert show.
Can you hear that more often?
I was like, we're a comedy show. We're not here for expert. Yeah. Let us know, though. What are the chances of you getting married and then getting sent back after you're married?
I don't think they're that great.
We said
this last time. They should have taken a season off from these two.
They should have.
It's like I think I'm kind of okay with Jovi and Yara because they have a baby and
they're in a whole different life phase. That's
I'm
different.
Definitely not okay with Natalie and Mike.
No,
but they should have just paused. There's so many people in the 90 Day universe that I'd rather see on Happily Ever After than Brandon and fucking Julia.
Yeah.
Awful. Anyway, so there's...
Wow, I'm thinking of a lot of people I'd rather see. Sorry, go ahead.
Right? Give me... people like in the last season, I'd even... Marcel and Anna.
Oh.
Give me Marcel
and
Anna.
You know what? I'm going to be honest. I miss them.
Me too. I miss the moles too, since they're gone.
They're gone, but I miss Anna. I miss the kids.
Yeah,
I miss them all.
But even
her son,
like,
who's going to be a go-go dancer,
even that's mean.
But no, even, there's nothing wrong with that.
But even someone like Caesar, even the idiocy that was Caesar and
bring
the
it.
Candy panties.
Oh, bring it. What's his name?
Michelle.
Maria. Come at us in the comments, y'all. Who would you like to see?
Who would you rather see on Happily Ever After?
Who would you rather see on Happily Ever After? I would like to see, I never remember names, Chubby Guy, and they had sex and she said it was okay.
Oh, Benjamin and Akini.
Benjamin and Akini.
Yeah.
Gladly.
I think they just got married.
I think
and
they
I think
did.
She's now here.
This would be wonderful to see.
You know what? Some people don't want the cameras anymore, though.
That's true.
And if I was Benjamin and it was fine was on
that would be the
television.
Last thing I'd want to see.
That was that freshly fucked
it's
feeling.
True it's true.
So you guys, they are at dinner and she keeps saying, I love Las Vegas, I want a beautiful spoon. And just like, I'm like,
it is like she's like the
you're
children.
A twit.
She's like the children in Charlie and the Chocolate Factory. When
no,
they, oh,
they
when
are
they walk
smarter,
into-
and they have better comic timing.
She's smarter than Augustus Gloop.
Yeah, he's kind of the dumb one. He died first. But they didn't die. They all were taken to some boy. What a morality tale that movie is. You don't eat too much, or you get. You get drowned in the chocolate pool.
It's true.
When you chew gum all the time, you're going to... That's no good either.
I bet your father, Poodle, loved that book.
He enjoyed... He did watch his friend. This is weird.
But it is very much a... She's like, there is no place. And then cut to some like drunk person in Vegas throwing up at her feet. On the steps of the Strat.
In response to this, and I think he is trying to make a compromise with her just like, just idiocy, really, just of talking about living in Las Vegas.
Brandon, why don't we live here, Brandon? Why don't we live in Vegas?
It's to a point where I think she, in her, maybe this is wrong, in her mind, she thinks they could live somewhere and he could get a job and immediately support them. Doesn't matter. It's more important about where they live.
It is.
And some lifestyle.
They're eating sushi. Brandon, I love sushi. I love sushi.
Now,
I love sushi.
I will say,
I live in Las Vegas.
You can get sushi in Richmond or probably a lot of the places where they live in Virginia.
It's probably much better in Vegas.
I'm sure it is. Food. I just had to go for a thing. Sure
you did.
It is.
Sure. But that's where they agree, though.
Richmond
agree.
Is
They'll
closer.
They'll move to Richmond. And she's like, Richmond will be okay for now.
Yeah.
Because
it's a big city.
Brandon has to work. So we're like, okay, great. That's all settled.
Yeah. That's the compromise.
That's the compromise. And then Brandon says, well, what kind of job are you going to look for? And I'm like, oh, this will be interesting. And Julia wants to be a wedding designer,
a wedding planner or a designer. Now, the thing about it is, I don't know if she has, obviously she has no friends who in this country. And she doesn't listen to Betty or Ron because she thinks that the parents are overbearing, which they are.
They are.
However, they probably have a lot of good stuff to say about maybe you go to school. Maybe you go to school for a trade or something like that. I don't know if she went to school before. I don't know.
I'll be honest. This is the part where I agreed with Brandon.
Me too.
And by me, like Brandon talks to her terribly. But I thought in this...
He talks down to her.
And
yeah.
I thought in this section, she took this as, you're telling me that I'm stupid. And he was just saying, let's be realistic about... It would be harder for Julia to describe. A wedding designer really needs to be able to just...
Well,
like, paint a picture.
The problem is, she's like, you shouldn't just ruin anyone's wedding day. And that was really insulting.
That was insulting.
What he should have said was, you know... And the other thing, let's say, like, here's what's Brandon said, and here's what would be better.
Because she also, that's a game. Because she doesn't, I didn't think about this. She can speak English pretty well, but she doesn't
write
English at all.
Well, let me clarify. This is really important. So instead of saying, Julia, your English is terrible. It's Julia, you know, your people can understand what you mean, but in a professional way, your grammar needs to be, because she'll say like, I know won't live at farm. We exactly know what that means. We can infer that, but in a professional sense, if she's going to be working with people, she needs to know grammar and
but
how
also,
grammar works.
Almost everything she says is subtitled, though.
True.
So if you're in a setting where it's people and then she lives in the rural area, right. People, like my dad would not understand her.
No. Mother Poodle, y'all, every time she does tech support, it's usually call centers in India or something like that. Mother's like, I can't understand what you are saying. And then my mother swore, this is so funny. She's like, it was the same person I talked to before. Mary Ellen or something. I said, Mom, it was not. There's like 1.3 million billion people in India. She's like, I'm telling you, it was the same woman. And I was like, sure.
Sure,
Mother
She's
like, it was the same name. I know it. She's like, I just wish they can understand me.
And it's...
And she gets really, really frustrated.
It feels... It's triggering on a racial, but it's... But at the same time, it's... That's... I was thinking of that. That, like, Julia's not going to have subtitles in the world.
No.
She also, Brandon... Saying that, I think Brandon could say, why don't you take, like, some English writing classes?
Did he say that?
Because... No, he could have said that.
Agreed. And I think even more importantly, technical writing, where they teach you the grammar. They teach you...
Because she's not stupid. She's naive,
no.
But she's not stupid.
And she knows what... She knows how to get around in English.
Yes.
It's just... English has very, very complex grammatical structures, which have tons of exceptions. And
yes.
She is speaking English words in a Russian grammatical structure.
Yes.
And that's the problem.
Yes.
So it's just... It's frustrating that Brandon can't say that to her, but he has to kind of put her down.
Again, the emotional intelligence isn't off the Richter scale on that one.
Agreed. And he turns out patronizing her, and she's like, I'll show you. I'll have a nice car, nice job, lots of money, and live somewhere. He's like, can I come too?
And then she says, and leave you.
Yeah.
So already, this marriage is going well. We're already bringing up that I might leave you.
And I wrote again, I think she really, really believed that the American dream was this package, and she'd pull something and it would be hers. And yes, she thought she would have to work, but I think if she was ready to work, then all avenues would be available to her.
Yeah.
And it's sad that I think overseas that might be still thought of. And it's just not, it's never been like that here.
Maybe that's
something we sell.
That
as
makes
well.
Me feel bad for a lot of immigrants that come here because, boy, what a kick in the pants if you think it's
exactly.
Gonna be, I mean, a lot of them know it's going to be hard, but they know that's even harder than you thought.
And then to know the great thing here is, yes, we're not persecuted for what religion we follow or if we're religious at all. And yes, you can make a living for yourself, but it's a lot harder than people think. You know,
I want to add a caveat. Some people think. I think some people are well informed about how hard it is over here.
Yeah.
And I think some people are not.
Come at us with either your parents' immigration stories.
We've got even people
yours,
here, you know, that have really
right. Because I want to hear what you were told. Or what you heard the rumors were.
Yeah, where were the discrepancies?
What were the discrepancies?
Yeah.
Because for me, it seems like there's sometimes where even if you're a small business owner, yes, you can open, like in Los Angeles is a perfect example of this. You have huge, vibrant, like ethnic restaurant community, which is mostly by immigrants.
Can you get a 90-day fiancé for us just for research purposes? It would really be helpful.
Where I ask them questions.
Yes.
I'm like, Luigi, come here. Answer some questions for us.
Yes, Mr. Poodle.
When you were told.
Yes, Mr. Poodle.
Hopefully he would be my husband and would not call me Mr. Poodle. That's a little weird. Bellissima. That's what he would call me.
Come se dice, bitch, in Italian. Come se dice.
Anyway, too long, didn't read, Julia's a twit.
I think that's all I have for
She's
them.
She's just, I, Brandon's a jerk.
He is a
Give
jerk.
Give me more parents.
Yes.
Give me more parents at farm. Me need more parents at farm.
Never thought you'd say that, did you?
I did not.
Speaking of parents and family, should we just get into it?
Yes.
Y'all, we're in Tampa.
Andre.
We're in Tampa, and Libby.
Hello, Lib.
Okay,
Lib.
He looks. He still looks so hot.
He looks.
God, his arms are ridiculous.
His legs, his thighs.
All of it.
They could just break a. They could break a walnut.
And he just oozes this like.
I can't
sexuality.
Wait till he shows his dick on OnlyFans.
It's
Sign
gonna be
me
a
up.
While.
Sign me up.
He did. He was in like some kind of like Speedo, and so you see the outline. You saw penis VPL,
I'm fine
visible
with it.
Penis line.
Does Libby show, like, the goods in hers?
She showed her butt.
Oh, good for her.
Her and her sisters have shown their boo holes.
Oh, good. Good for them. That's another family business. I bet Chuck's going to be on OnlyFans
it's
soon.
It's all in the family
it's
business.
All in the family business.
All in the family. Like the tomb where Noah plays. Showing my butthole on camera. Songs that made my hip parade. Fuck it on camera. We had it made.
Everyone.
Those were the days. How could you decide to sing harmony when you. Oh, never mind.
Anyone
I can't.
Anyone under 45 right now is like, what the
people
fuck is
People know
this?
On the family.
Not younger people.
You knew it.
Carl's wife just sang along.
She
so
knew it.
She knew
Shooter's
it.
My favorite song.
Shooter, do that dance. Come on. Do your feet. Oh, mama likes it, Shooter. That's good.
He's like,
oh, well for the day.
Dance, Shooter, dance.
So, I have to say, Libby did cut her hair, this kind of blunt cut. I'm kind of here for it.
It's
her
much better.
It looks really good.
Her makeup is still terrible.
Her makeup
we need
was great
to talk
last
about it.
Time.
I don't know what happened.
Even in the confessional, I think because of COVID, no one could do her makeup, so she had to do her own makeup. It's problems.
It's also, everything's too shimmery. There's no blending.
There's no blending.
There's no blending
That's the big
at all.
Thing. There's no blending.
And the eyebrows are too much.
Also, fair-skinned people, and I know this. Y'all, if you're looking for contouring, I highly recommend things like Bobbi Brown. They have different... A lot of those contouring powders are... Most people in the world... it's something like... I remember when I learned this makeup. Most people, like a percentage, like 75 to 80% people have a yellow undertone.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of people do not have pink undertones like I do.
Yeah. What do I have?
You have actually a bit, like I just said, you have more of a peach kind of yellowish undertone. It's
Ooh,
not
a
pink.
Peach.
And so.
A lot of boys talk about the peach. Oh.
But
for those of you on the intimate portrait, you just got a view.
I'm so sorry.
Meg and Derry.
We just lost $15 subscribers.
We just lost Peoria.
That's it. I'm done. Libby has a pink undertone, so she really needs to look for contouring powders because I guarantee she's using these kind that look, it's kind of like Natalie's the same way, where they
oh
just
God,
look like,
the less said the better
They
about
just
that
look
makeup.
Like brown marks on yeah. their face. Bobbi Brown, she's got a good mix of kind of pink undertone.
Mm-hmm.
I love me some Bobbi Brown.
It's so interesting, though, and I guarantee you, when she comes...
It's also not shimmery.
When she comes to for the tell-all, a makeup artist will do it right. And people say, yeah, she looks good.
Possibly. If they're doing it, then it's weird. They're even though makeup artists can wear a mask, maybe now that people are being vaccinated, but makeup and hair people, y'all... Send love and prayers.
They're still dealing with
makeup
it.
And hairstylists because they're some of the last people that are being put.
Yeah,
back on
I'm
sets.
Sure. Yeah,
that's why if you're looking at a lot of stars right now, you're like, why do they not?
Why
look
do they look
good?
Terrible?
It's because they're having to do their own shit.
Like when Ina Garten does it from
and
home,
and she's all curly hair. She doesn't know how to blow dry her hair. And also, I like
Jeffrey's
curly
just sitting there trying to color her hair.
Yeah. Jeffrey is coloring her hair.
When the Silva twins did Darcy and Stacey,
yeah.
y'all, whew, That was some Grey Garden shit.
If you're a sissy stylist, we are feeling for you. We know that whether you work in the industry or just...
Right.
It's been a struggle. Hopefully things are getting back to normal for you.
Hopefully.
Soon.
We're praying. So... remember, you guys, that Andre asked Chuck for $100,000.
$100,000.
You give me $100,000.
And, of course, he said no, but I will bring you in, but I have to discuss it with the family. Tonight, she's going over to the firing squad. I mean... her sibling's house.
Yes. It looks like Sandra Lee's kitchen.
Oh, it's awful. Very white.
It's too much white for me.
God. Does her family have fans? No one likes them.
The people that love her family love the Boleros.
Like the
from Pig Royalty.
I love Michelle Bolero.
Michelle Bolero's so sweet.
She's good people.
Good people. That daughter, Mackenzie, wholesome. Awesome.
They're the same people who like Chantel's family.
Same.
That mother.
Boy, y'all, Fernando is posting this shirtless.
Pedro.
Or Pedro.
Oh, it's hot.
It is.
It's hot.
It's hot.
So anyway, she's like, my siblings, I'm sure, going to have their knives out. And Andrea, of course, says, I don't want to work with the whole family, only Chuck.
He really has his head in the sand on this whole thing.
Yeah, not going to work.
It's talk about someone being naive and pig-headed.
Right.
And he's like, but you're going to be on my team, right, Lieb? You're going to be on my team.
And he's like, she's like, yes, that's what I said.
She's like, yes, Andre, I said I support you and that I love you. And that's what I've been trying to do, Andre. That's what I've been trying
to do. That's a pretty good Elizabeth.
Thank you.
That's what I've been trying to do.
That's how she does. Which she has never done. She has never defended him ever publicly.
I think she does. I think she does, but it's a little bit like she signals it. And then she kind of retreats and let everyone talk shit.
She always throws him under the bus. She'll be like defending him and she'll say, Andre, but you don't understand.
How? And I understand. It is your family or your husband. It's hard. You know.
Make a choice.
So anyway.
Wait a minute. I just had a vision and I hope it never comes true.
Oh, God.
What if your husband got into it with Mother Poodle, who would you choose?
Does he have money? This is all going to change. Is he supporting me?
Let's say for interesting, no.
Ooh.
But.
So he's not.
He's not supporting you, but.
Also, Mother Poodle's got no money either.
He stimulates your brain, and he has a 9-inch boyfriend dick.
Ooh. Ugh. You know what you do?
And he has pretty brown eyes with
Here's
long
the
eyelashes.
Thing. Here's the thing. He just doesn't come with us when we visit. Perfect. But, I go.
So your decision is not to decide ever. Would be never to
well,
take
my decision is, which is not to decide.
Exactly.
I just leave him a dick.
What? Even if Mother Poodle said, so would you just tell Mother Poodle
you know
one
what?
Thing?
I would tell them to figure it out. I would bridge it together. Or I would, first of all, I will say this. I'll say this. I would not be in a relationship with someone who would not understand my mother and how to deal with her.
That is kind of a prerequisite.
Yep. Also, if they don't respect someone's parent in that way and would get into it with them, I don't know what I'm doing with them.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah. So,
mainly
shut it down.
You're saying that because you know your mother would destroy them and you would get divorced?
I think anyone who would, like my sister-in-law's never had a big fight with my mother. My sister-in-law, handles my mother with kid gloves because that's what you have to do. She's not going to change.
Yeah.
So if you're this is the thing, y'all. If your husband or your significant other is going to fight with your in-laws, you have to make a choice whether they're toxic in-laws. If they've been toxic for you, yes, that's a problem.
Mm-hmm.
But
the problem is the difference here is Libby, at least the way she's done in the past, Libby agrees with her family. Almost.
Yes.
So it's not like a talk, because it's different. If you have a toxic relationship with your parents, and then that's right. a whole other thing.
That's
then,
a whole other thing.
Then go your own way. Choose your family of choice. But for
I'm just saying, this is really hard.
This is hard. Yeah. Libby agrees a lot. And honestly,
I go ahead.
It's hard for me to say. Chuck's not being unreasonable.
No, he's not.
And that took everything I had to say.
He and Libby are on one side, and kind of maybe a little bit of Becky, and the rest of the family are on the other side.
Yeah. Is it Becky or is it Jen?
Mom had an appointment with her surgeon that night. No, yeah, Becky. Jen had the half-crimped hair that night. That looked so bad.
I get them confused.
It's like Jen decided to crimp her hair. She's like, I won't do all of it.
So Jen went out with her later to talk to
Becky.
Her? Oh, that's Becky. Okay.
Becky's the one with duck lips.
Okay, Becky with the good hair.
Yeah.
There we go.
Becky with the better hair, let's be honest. Yeah. Not really good.
So they have this family
meeting. And Charlie's wife looks like she was at the Kentucky Derby.
Y'all, she was in pageants and she just wanted to be a politician's wife, and she ended up being married to Charlie.
Yeah.
I think she's on OnlyFans too.
She is. She's
good for her.
She sucked Charlie's dick on OnlyFans
before. Really?
It's substantial. Who knew?
I don't want to see that.
You'd be drawn in by it. You'd remember it was attached to him.
Yeah, I wouldn't. Yeah. I wouldn't.
So they are having sushi, and basically, Chuck is saying, Andre said, I'm going to take you. And then immediately, this is the thing. This is the most I've ever seen Libby actually defend Andre.
I will give it to her. It is the most she's ever defended him.
And online, Libby was getting props saying, people were shocked at how much Libby went in for Andre here and stood up for him. And she's like, Dad, stop making fun of how he talks. And not in daddy's girl. She's like, stop doing that.
Yeah, because Chuck said, Andre, come to want to borrow. And she said,
But the family tells him, she tells the family about him asking for $100,000. And of course, Charlie and Jen and Charlie's stupid wife, I can't remember her name, go, What? That's really good. That's
$100,000?
She only agrees when everyone else in the room is already saying something.
The speaking of someone who doesn't use the right contouring.
Oh, it's bad. It was really bad.
This is what happens when
that
you're probably
drape thing.
When you're probably a horrible person and gay people aren't friends with you. Your makeup looks like that.
So of course Jen is like Jen is like, you better not give him that money. How dare you? And they all sound like greedy families at someone's funeral fighting over a will.
You know what the problem with their family is? It's that they take this moral stance.
How long you got?
But they have no morals.
None.
That is the infuriating part.
And
if they were really good people.
They're not.
And they were like, you would be like, yeah, I agree with you. You've worked really hard.
That's why we said this last season when they were in Moldova talking about peasant food. They're American trash.
Do you know
this is what the people like this litter this country.
Chuck worked hard, probably, and built something with his family. Charlie has probably just gone around and probably made in Florida, to be honest, probably immigrant jokes to workers and made them feel like shit and talked down to them.
Totally.
I guarantee you that's what Charlie's done in this job.
Nothing.
I will say, I think,
but Chuck raised his kids with so much privilege.
Yes, I still think this. Look, they get on my nerves sometimes, especially how bad they talk to each other. But I will say, and I'm probably going to get a lot of flack for this, I do like Libby. I think Libby is the best.
She's the best of the family.
She is the best person for her. And where the conflict comes from, Libby, is she has a heart and sees the hypocrisy of her family, but she feels bound to them because she is involved. Like, I've said this before, I wish good for Libby for having the OnlyFans, because I wish her and Andre would make their own
I
money.
I wish they'd just go and do
and
it.
Get a, go on their island and fight and fuck and fight and fuck.
I think they're trying. But it's
because Andre does say his goal is to work on his own.
Yeah. Better. He could work on me anytime. Just pummeling me, him above me, but, looking into my eyes, and me going,
and you know what? That's exactly what Andre, that when we get back to it, like Andre is so stubborn. Andre, he's so stubborn, and he doesn't understand what Libby's saying, but he's also that same guy that you'll say, you know, I don't want to come tonight. I'm tired. You will come when I fuck you.
Yeah.
And they will get the job done.
They will always get the job done.
Until you spray like a sprinkler from Lowe's on the 4th of July.
All of them are basically saying, is this a vote?
They're
voting on whether Andre lives or dies.
And then Charlie's like, this guy's a criminal, and now I'm supposed to work with him. And again, the hypocrisy.
You
have a mugshot.
You have a mugshot.
To our knowledge, Andre does not have a mugshot.
Right. So
God, he's such a Libby. And he says he needs to kiss our ass.
Yeah, that's his entitlement. So Libby's like, I'm going home. That's it.
Because they
outside.
All agree, and Charlie's like, I say fuck him.
Right.
If he wants to do this on his own, and that's where she's like,
and Becky,
I'm leaving.
Becky goes after her. She's like, I know. This is bad.
And she starts crying, and she's like, he's trying. Because y'all, she brings up, and it's a good point. Their whole story arc of this family for three seasons has been Andre
making fun of him.
Doesn't want to work.
Yes.
They shame him for being a man for working and raising his child, which is a job.
Right.
They shame him for it. And now that he finally wants to work,
they make fun of him.
They make
and
fun
try
of
to,
him for that.
And try to shut him out. It is interesting. Because that's what we were talking about in American Dream earlier. This is Andre trying to get a piece of that. Through connections, which is how a lot
it's
of people
true.
Do it.
It's true. I want Sonic. Can we go get Sonic?
We need to move on. Do you want to drive 20 miles?
I kind of do.
Carl's Jr. is right up there. It's basically the same.
Really? When you bite into a toaster club with tater tots and a cherry limeade?
Tater tots. I think Sonic has tots.
Yes, Sonic has tots.
I'm sorry, Carl's Jr. It's not as good, though.
There you go.
I'm sorry, Jack in the Box. Jack in the Box is right over there.
I'm not eating
Jack
in the
Box. Yeah, y'all
know
I know my new place. I know where the fast food places are. I cased that shit.
She did.
I kind of know where they are, so when I'm coming home at night from a gentleman caller.
Caller, he knows where to just GPS. So
GPS. Going poodle.
We'll let you think of it. GPS. So they're out. So Libby and Becky are outside.
Becky.
And that's where she's like, he's my husband. He's trying. Everyone's making fun of him. And then,
Chuck
and
says.
You know what? Libby brings up a good point, which this is where Libby sees hypocrisy, because she says, he works hard. He comes from a country where people work hard, much harder than any of them have worked
true.
In there.
They honestly called them out. They say they work hard. They've been given everything.
They've been given. I think Chuck has worked hard. I think. We don't know, but I think so.
Maybe his dad gave it to him.
And
too.
So now the rest of them start coming. Even Becky's like, Andre has good intentions, but he's not. I wish he could. Andre is horrible about seeing other people's stuff. So now all the family's out there, and this is gross bullshit.
And Chuck says, look, I'm bringing him in.
It's happening.
Charlie, I think the next thing to do is you're gonna meet Andre. You're gonna hash out whatever your differences are. This is also not a good thing. Then he does what Mother Poodle used to do. For my brother and I,
when said, you were eight,
you give your sister a hug and tell her you love her.
When you're eight, these are 30, mid-30-year-old adult.
We're going to hug right now how my brother and I would when you say...
I like hugging.
Not like that. How you would do when your brother would fighting.
I always wanted my brother to love me.
You're wrong. Get away from me. Here's how I would do it. Get away from me. You're an aching pit of need. I just read you for filth, and you know it's true.
That hit me in my heart.
You are just this nerve that needs to be soothed.
Y'all, I'll hug you at a live show. I'm ready.
My assistant will spray me down beforehand.
That's okay. Poodle might not hug y'all, though.
You'll hug like this.
He might just do like Oprah, grab your hands and go, yes.
I love an Oprah hug.
And that's okay. That's where you are.
That is where my boundaries are.
That's okay. Someone just went, I'm not going to be able to hug Poodle. Sorry, boundaries are boundaries.
I'll be giving you the go ahead to hug me. I'll give you the go ahead.
You don't have to. I'm defending you in that.
No, I'm saying if I'm going to hug you, you will know.
Okay.
I have boundaries.
Ooh, that made me tickle my throat.
So anyway, Andre basically, she talks to him later when she gets home.
He handles it not well.
And says, no, I'm not talking to Charlie. And
he's like, I don't have... This is the pig-headedness of Andre. She's like, Andre, if you work with my dad, right. You have to work with my family. No, fuck him. I'm not
and
working
then,
him.
And then she's like, don't fucking cry now, Lib. Don't cry now.
And that was horrible.
Yeah, that was horrible. That's his emotional intelligence, which is almost nothing.
That I'm telling you, out of everyone, I have to say, I do feel the most sorry for Libby.
Oh, yeah.
Because I feel like her family demeans her, and we never really see Andre empathize with her.
Rarely.
It's very rare for Andre to be like,
rarely.
Lib. Okay,
I really appreciate you. I understand you. Why sorry. You did that.
This has to be.
She also can't win with him.
How hard was this for her? And he doesn't acknowledge that at all. It's a shitty thing.
And all she wants is that validation. But he's like,
no, so I should reward you for standing up for your husband?
And y'all, here we see the pattern. The reason she's with Andre, because Andre treats her like her family does, and that's how she's used
ding,
to
ding,
being
ding.
Treated.
So we create what we make seems normal
we
for
put out
us.
What we, yes, we the pattern is what we've learned to accept.
If you're thinking, why do I always choose needy boyfriends? Because we create what is normal for us.
Because your parents got divorced and left you alone. You had to raise yourself, but away. I'm going to love it.
That's why you're needy.
Needy.
That's why I can barely stand you when you're putting things in my house. I think we should take a break.
Let's take a commercial break.
I felt a little seen.
And we'll be right back.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom. Like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Since 2013, Bombas has donated over 100 million socks, underwear, and T-shirts to those facing homelessness. If we counted those on air, this ad would last over 1,157 days. But if we counted the time it takes to make a donation possible, it would take just a few clicks. Because every time you make a purchase, Bombas donates an item to someone who needs it.
Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/ACAST, code ACAST.
Poodle, you know when you're listening to a song on the radio and you get the profound feeling that the song playing was written about you?
Oh, it's not a feeling. I know a lot of songs are written about me.
What?
Yeah, when they get a little bite of Poodle, it's hard to let go. There are too many songs to even elaborate on.
That's fine. You don't have to tell us about them.
You know, the song The Scientist? About me.
You slept with Chris Martin?
Coldplay.
I know he's from Coldplay.
No, I slept with Coldplay. All of them. Keep up.
Lionel Richie, he was stuck on me from the very beginning. Who do you think suggested Nicole should go to boarding school?
Okay, we get it. No, Poodle, I bring this up because apparently you know what it's like to have a song written just for you, but for the rest of us mere mortals.
Your words.
Imagine having the power to gift that same incredible feeling to someone you love with an original song from Songfinch that actually is written just for them. Sissies, Songfinch lets you create an original radio-quality song inspired by your own life and the people you love. It's completely unique, personal, and it lasts forever.
Oh, I love this idea. Flowers die, chocolates melt, but a song is eternal. Unless it's a poorly written song, then bury that thing forever.
Agreed. But I have to say, the songs from Songfinch are really fantastic. They're thoughtful, and they sound like something you would hear on the radio.
Okay, but is it hard to set up? Probably takes a lot of work, right?
Not at all. Songfinch walks you through a simple process to create your original song. Just tell them who the song is for, what style of song you want, and then share some personal details about your relationship. Then an actual Songfinch musician of your choice will write, record, and produce your original song in just 4 to 7 days.
Well, that sounds easy enough.
I know. I just submitted a song request for something I want to use on our tour, and I cannot wait to get it back. And based on the sample recordings I heard when I was choosing the singer, it's going to be so good. I also love that they had unique add-ons that make the gift even more special, like a vinyl record of your song or a one-of-a-kind art piece made from your lyrics. Or you could even add your song to Spotify. With more than 350,000 happy customers, Songfinch is proud to be called the number one custom music company in the world.
Well, Maddie, I want to have a song written about me.
But Poodle, you just said you had.
I want more.
Hush. Sissies, whether your song is for Mother's Day, Father's Day, or an upcoming graduation or wedding, or just to show a loved one how much you care, start your song now to lock in a top Songfinch artist.
And for a limited time, Songfinch is letting our listeners upload their songs to Spotify for free, so you and the lucky person you gift it to can listen to it anywhere, anytime. Go to songfinch.com/realitygaze and start your song. After you purchase, you'll be prompted to add Spotify streaming for your original song for free, a $50 value.
Again, our URL is songfinch.com/realitygaze. Don't forget to share your song with us too. songfinch.com/realitygaze.
You know, Manny, this reminds me, you know that song from the Four Tops, Can't Help Myself?
Oh, I love that song. Sugar Pie Honey Bunch.
Yep, about me. And the funny thing is, they really are Four Tops.
That's how I feel about just kind of you. Poodle's Intrusive. Y'all, we're back.
We're back.
Where'd you move my cough drop?
I gave it to you.
Oh, there it is.
I didn't move it. I like to move it.
I like to move it.
This is Kalani, and time for Kalani and Asuelu. It's brand new Asuelu.
I think Kalani needs to date a 90-day fiance and capitalize in on this shit.
I agree. She has an OnlyFans and it's very popular.
Good for her.
I don't know how much she shows. She can do anything she wants.
Men, women, humans, everybody wants to get freaky deaky with her.
It's true.
She is beautiful.
So y'all, Kalani and Asuelu are out. The mom out has her, the kids. Because Kalani needs to break the news to Asuelu that Kalani is coming to stay with them, and they're like oil and water. They had a fight last time.
They are.
They're at a crepe place. He thinks she said grapes, which is pretty much all the entertainment that we get from him.
I will say,
God, I love crepes.
She said, okay, thank you. I wanted to talk about that.
I love a savory crepe.
Now, when she described the type of crepe that he could get, was that what you would consider a crepe?
It's like a breakfast sandwich more. But in a way, that wouldn't be a specifically French crepe that you would get.
Because you've been to France and had crepes in the morning, right?
Yeah. Generally, they don't do the crepes that we have, they just fill them with anything. The French are like very specific about what you can eat. What you can put in them.
Is crepe batter just basically pancakes?
It's a thinner pancake batter. Yeah.
Have you ever made crepes?
I have not. It looks so difficult.
It's very difficult.
Yeah. Looks difficult for me. Also, I feel like I would fuck it up.
What do you like?
You need a special pan.
Do you like an
Herb de Provence and shit like that.
Say that again.
Herb de Provence.
Herb de Provence.
That's what I said. Herb de Provence.
Herb de Provence.
That's what I said.
Now your tongue, your freakishly large tongue got in the way.
You're welcome, boyfriend.
And no, I like, you know, the French crepe place in the farmer's market. Anytime I have people are going in and out of town.
That place is good.
That's where I always meet them because it's the best. The breakfast crepes, they're really great for brunch. But I like things like, a lot of times, I'm weird because I like savory crepes more than,
sweet
crepes.
Although I do enjoy a Nutella crepe.
Oh, yeah, that's textbook French style. Usually you can get bananas, are also
good.
Really common. Or chocolate. Oh, you'll just be at, you'll be anywhere in there are crepe stands in Paris. But now I want a crepe.
I was just waiting for it.
But I like there's this like chicken. I like what there's a kind of really common. I can't remember what the name of it is, but it's like usually just chicken and mushrooms and like a Mornay sauce and usually Gruyere and like maybe some parsley. That's my favorite kind of thing.
I'm hungry now.
But I like savory crepes. Usually they have a sauce in them too. They're very filling too. Usually, you don't need to eat. You eat that crepe; it's huge, and you're like, I don't want to eat for the rest of the day.
And you don't.
No, I eat.
You do.
Yeah.
It's like that. How the leftover pizza from the other day mysteriously disappeared.
Raccoons came in the night.
Yeah.
And took it.
Y'all, there was half a pizza, and I said, "Pizza left from yesterday," and raccoons took it.
Pizza don't leave. Pizza don't leave.
Now, Kalani says Asuelu's been acting differently and differently in a good way. So
yep. She pulls out her chair.
Now, yes. And I have to say, though, I don't think it's fair of Kalani to tell Asuelu the day of that
it's
her sister's
not,
coming.
It's shitty.
It's shitty. She knew a week ago and she should have told him.
It's very reactive.
Well, you want him to be an adult and have good communication with you.
Yeah.
Then you need to give the same.
Don't
ask for it.
I understand it because she has so much PTSD about him flipping out about things.
Boy, she really does when you think about the reaction. Because when she tells him, he says very calmly, well, I just wish she would have let me know so we can get flowers, so
and
we
get,
can welcome
we can
her
make
into
a,
the
do
house.
A big welcome thing for her.
And she says,
she's
what?
Like, I'm a little freaked out by you right
y'all,
now.
She literally is can't. She can't have
there's
an emotion.
There's a stranger in my house.
It is. Somebody care. You're singing the gay version, and
yes.
I'm singing the Ronnie Millsap country
yes,
song.
Yes, you are.
Somebody tell me I can't see.
But though that one's about another man in the house.
Yeah.
That's why it makes sense for me to sing the one I am.
I think they're like, complimentary.
No, they have nothing to do with one another.
I think we should do a mashup like on Glee.
No.
Fine. Remember the Glee mashups, y'all? And some of them were so good.
You're irrational.
Some of them weren't.
So, anyway, besides him smelling his crepe, which I have three comments about, like, you smell your food.
Y'all, Poodle thinks it's weird for me to, like, open a jar and smell
no,
it.
No, 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 no. I don't think it's weird. I'm saying when someone else gives you food and you sniff it like you're deciding
no,
to
I'm
eat it.
No, I'm sniffing it because it's part of the experience. You feel like,
No.
Smell your food.
You can sniff it from a distance. You don't have to.
I think that's your issue and not mine.
It's how you do it. It's all in how you do it. Because what Asuelu is sniffing it to say, do I like this or not? That's a lot of reasons. That's how people sniff their food for that reason.
I like to smell my food.
But how you do it, you go...
I do it when I cook my own food. I take it in. The aromatics, I smell it. And I'm like, okay, it gets me ready. And then
But when someone, you understand how that could be conceived as being slightly judgmental of how this smells.
I can understand that and also feel like that's not my responsibility to take care of other people.
Fine!
Drive! Deborah, drive!
Y'all, tell me if that triggers you, if you see someone out to eat or you make a food for
them. I understand it triggers you, but we can't live our life.
I'm just judging. I'm just gauging people say.
Happy to.
And
y'all, if I ever come to your house and you cook me a meal,
and you
I
go
smell my food,
and you know it's how you do it. You go like you're in a forest creature, and you're afraid someone's about to come out and slit your throat.
Not at all.
And I will slit your throat.
You will.
So anyway,
Swelu tells her though, she's shocked, and he says, "Look, this is a new me. I just want to be a better person. Let's forgive. Let's move forward." And then he does tell the camera, plus I know she won't be there long.
Because I think he's already in this new house. And he wants to get pig and some taro and a big welcome ceremony. He also says, you know, because this relationship with your sister, because the past is the past.
The past is the past.
The past.
And Swelu starts crying. He says, I really hope both families, like my own family, becomes closer. She's in shock.
I'm kind of in shock, too.
But she says, we haven't seen, like, their season of 90 right. Day Fiancé.
No, but he said, in the past.
In the past.
In the past.
What is that from?
In the woods.
Oh, yes.
In the past.
She says that he's
greens,
used crying.
Greens and nothing but greens.
Yeah, we can't. She says,
how dare you? Parsley and rutabagas.
Your person's coming to nail your wall and maybe nail you.
Ooh, that'd be great.
So anyway, she says he's used his tears to manipulate me before.
Right.
Which we didn't know that. We haven't seen that.
That's
but I
true.
Guess. But y'all, this is like, she's fucking shell-shocked. She can't even react to
right.
this.
She is kind of stuck emotionally. It's really interesting.
Yeah.
Shall we talk about Natalie and Mike?
Love, I brought sushi. Love. I brought sushi from Takeaway.
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 So there's this section, you guys, of this the music that's playing is I love you. Yes, I do. I love you. Yes, I do. Apparently, the editors from this season of this show never watched last season.
Never watched last
no
season.
No one has seen
no.
the episode of 90 Day Fiancé, an episode of them screaming at one another.
Unless that song just like changes and suddenly becomes like a grunge anthem. Just kidding! I hate you! I hate you!
And it's Mike's...
It really took me out of it.
It's Mike's 36th birthday.
I just want to say... Mike is 36, and this is how he acts.
That's a hard 36.
He looks older, but he acts like a fucking 25-year-old who can't accept responsibility for anything.
I agree with you.
This
and it's
I'm
weird,
calling
though,
it now.
She's 35.
Yeah, I'm calling it now. The rest of their happily ever after is going to make Mike look like fucking shit.
Yep, probably.
Because he's finally starting to get sick of it, and he's going to be a dick to her
she
finally.
She seems like she's aware of... I think she was aware of the cameras on her first before the 90 days. Then she kind of forgot mm-hmm. on 90 Day Fiancé.
She was in sequum, and it just went out of her head.
Scream. Now she's kind of always looking around. She's trying to smile, and it kind of... It does.
Well, she wants to do her cooking show.
Part of
exactly. That's why she serves sushi.
Part of it still kind of looks like a dog wearing clothes.
Yes.
When she's happy.
Yes.
It's a little weird. Or a
it is like a dog wearing clothes. That's a good. Yes. That is exactly
a dog
correct.
On its hind legs just hopping around wearing a hat and a shirt.
I love
it's
love,
just something
love, love.
Not right there. About
one
her
eye blink
trying
away
to be,
from lunacy.
So. It's his 36th birthday, and she's picked up a tasty food, his favorite sushi from his, which is very thoughtful, you guys.
It is very thoughtful.
And she's, at one point, she's
he
like.
He comes down, and he's like, oh, babe, this is so thoughtful. And they sit down to eat.
And like, he's popping champagne, and she's like, I'm in the home. I don't know what that meant. I was like, is that a. Russian or Ukrainian thing?
Maybe it's like you only open champagne in the home. I don't know.
I was very confused.
I don't know. But they sit down and he's like, babe, love, are you excited to come to Oklahoma for Thanksgiving? And I just want to interject. No one's excited to go to Oklahoma
I agree.
For Thanksgiving ever.
I also want to say, did you not this whole time, she was getting him sushi, she got him, and she's like sitting there and smiling. Did you say, what is she buttering him up for? Did you think of that, or is it just me?
I think
Because she's always very transactional. She tries to go out and do things so she can tell him something, or she needs something.
She's
for
transactional,
the ring.
But I think also she's buttering him up. I think
someone say butter,
butter, butter.
He was churning and yearning and burning until he died. What would the first
Sorry,
part?
Sorry, y'all. We're going to get out of that eventually. It's just going to take
what
some time.
What would the first part of the Ballad of Papa Mike be? It's like, Papa Mike was a good old man. Ate his eggs in a frying pan. Had big dreams, but he should have learned. But then he fell in a butter churn. Because he was churning and yearning and burning. And he earned until he died.
I enjoy that there's a key change in that. That's a
the chorus is a different key. Really. What did really? I just say? He had big dreams, but he should have learned. But then he fell into a butter churn. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. He had big dreams, and it died with sweet cream.
Y'all, ate his eggs in a frying pan.
He's alive, so it's okay. Just so we know. He's alive.
I wonder what Papa Mike did dream of.
Someone's coming to install something in your bathroom. We don't have time to replicate this right now. I can't believe I'm saying this, but we need to talk about them.
I don't know why it cracks me up so much.
Natalie's buttering him up to get pregnant. Now that they're married,
totally agree.
She's ready to have kids. She's totally just like, agree. Let's do it. It locks me in. That's what this is all about.
But I'm saying every time she does something nice for him, that's what it feels like for me.
Give me two episodes and she's going to start talking about kids.
So,
meanwhile, I love that we kind of brought this up in our last show, but I love that they cut to Mike and Natalie having their interview. And Mike's like, I'm excited for Thanksgiving. We're going to have
biscuits.
Macaroni
potatoes,
cheese,
mashed potatoes, chocolate pie, and Natalie's just sitting like this.
Now I will say, Mike says,
"Do you have fruit?
Do you have fruit?
Salad,
carrot, cabbage. I eat carrot and corn.
Now Mike does say, and what would you want to cook?
This was the best thing he did. And she said, I would make a Ukrainian dish or borscht. And I think it's good. He's like, my mom is excited about making your kind of food with you and learning about that. She's into that.
And she's like, she's a strong woman.
Yeah. And she does say, there's a little bit, she's like, I must tell you, I am dying from being bored. And she's even, I know what she was, she's like, what about Nevada? Can we go to Nevada? That's what I think she's buttering him up for, too.
Because she wants to move.
And she wants to go places. That's when she says, I'm dying from
being
bored.
She says, I would love to have date night. Y'all, because I do agree, Mike, when they met, he was like fun Mike on vacation. Yep. Y'all, I'm telling you now, he does nothing but sit and watch fucking sports.
Totally agree.
Or like fishing shows.
I think I'm just saying he would watch fishing shows.
Like fish, he watches the Outdoor Channel.
Like your
constantly.
Father?
My dad doesn't watch the Outdoor Channel. He watches Motor Trend.
Oh.
Which one of our sissies sent, it's my dad hasn't seen it yet because they sent it to Oklahoma, but sent her husband works on one of the Motor Trend shows.
Oh.
And he signed all this stuff. My brother sent the picture and my dad thought that was so cool.
That is sweet.
It's really,
thank
really
you,
sweet.
Sissies.
So yeah, it was really
thank you for helping in times of
thank you for
cancer.
Reaching out. That's it's gonna help us fake cancer.
I never used the fake word. You've only said it. I just use quotes.
Air quotes. Like Britney in an interview with Matt Lauer.
So
boy, that changed a lot, didn't it?
Yeah.
Remember when Matt Lauer was doing interviews?
Boy.
I never cared
for
him.
That was
a
different time.
Never liked
him. Remember
when
Matt Lauer had hair?
Yeah. Remember when people thought Matt Lauer was hot?
I kind of did.
I never liked him.
Anyway, talk about you're yelling at me for
Let's focus.
So she's talking about Nevada. She's like, I'm going to meet your friends there. I've never met any of your friends. And then she says, and this is such a Natalie thing to ask. And I know what the answer should be. She's like, do you think your friends will like me? So And the normal husband response
would be what, Poodle?
Is
especially when you know your wife's an eye blink away from lunacy.
Sure. You know, you're wonderful. Of course my friends will like you. Instead of, well, gotta be nice to them.
You're kind of harsh.
Now, this could have been, the same thing could have been said on the way to meet his friends and saying, so, you know, I know.
You can't attack people.
Well, not that, but I'm saying.
No, but Mike says that to her.
Exactly. On the way to meet his friends in Nevada, you could say, so, you know, this is the first time you're meeting these guys, and this probably wouldn't go over well either, but he's like, you know, you have a certain directness about you.
I wouldn't do it on the way, actually. Not or with before it. If it's about, you got to do it a week before to give her time.
But to say something like, I don't know if it would work there either, but you know, sometimes when we meet people here, when in America we meet people, we are overly familiar. You know, we're not as direct.
This is ridiculous to me that you're actually thinking Mike and Natalie would ever have this conversation.
You're fair. Like, you're right. But I'm actually saying that this is how you would broach that if you thought someone was being direct. Because I will be honest, a lot of Ukrainian people, like Yara is a little more westernized in that way.
It's a different way of approaching people.
It's a very direct way of approaching people.
Yes.
Yeah.
And sadly, they have to acclimate because many Americans aren't going to take the effort to understand their culture at all.
Nope.
And granted, so, yes.
But I will say Americans are made fun of around the world for that exact behavior.
Exactly.
So it does work both ways.
It does work both ways. And so he says you can't attack people. And Natalie says, well, maybe they shouldn't send naked pictures to you, and
boobies.
I will be polite.
And here I went, we are.
And I went, that is a fucking burn, and that's amazing.
Now,
and totally a new thing we don't know about.
Now, and this obviously was, it was a burn, but if I was Natalie, but she doesn't think this way, because she needs to score points. She needs to get even with him for the hurt she feels.
Well, now, at this point, before she was really trying to, she was trying to make things work. At this point,
you think she's just
angry.
Lighting a match?
She just wants him to, like, give her a baby so she can stay in the U.S.
Yep.
And then she wants to be done with him.
Yep. So you think she's just
flame on. This is what Mike wanted. Mike wanted to do nothing and go, and shrug his shoulders and do his stupid fucking face of, I don't know. I don't know. And he gaslighted her so much that he wants her to do these things so then he can get up and do exactly what he did and say, I can't believe you joked about that. You treated me horribly. And then he's going to break up with her and say, she was horrible to me.
Right.
And he doesn't look like a bad guy.
Right. And you know what? It's working.
Mike created all of this.
It will,
Natalie is a puppet on strings.
It will work, especially if she takes the bait.
And she's taking it.
Uh-huh. And you guys, if you're trying to figure out how to deal with someone who's a little bit, who's kind of hyper-emotional like Natalie is, all you have to do is act offended.
And that's what he did.
She's going to now beg his forgiveness in some way.
Love, I'm so sorry. I just made a joke.
And Natalie is a sabotager. So when she starts to feel like something is good, she's going to need to destroy it.
She's going to need to destroy it. And Mike's never going to talk about anything.
Nope.
And he completely acts like a 20-year. He shuts down.
And he's going to blame everything on her.
And then he's going to make her feel like shit. Not just is he going to the room. He comes back down
and he's leaving.
Packed his shit and he's leaving her.
And he's got this like little plastic bag, which I assume has his bathing suit in it.
He's just
he'll come at me if you leave your hotel room with a plastic bag that's got your bathing suit in it. I've done it.
I've been there. You get that hotel plastic bag.
You get
bag?
That hotel bag and you're just carrying
it.
You don't want to pack your dirties.
Something about me, and I can't put my finger on it yet. He bothers me almost more than almost so many other men have bothered me on 90 Day Fiancé. And it's his apathy.
Yeah.
Or this fake apathy.
And he goes, well, I'm just going to go home, have some shots and drink and blah, blah,
blah. And his inability to confront anything adult
when he made the decision to bring someone over here?
It is his fake sensitivity.
Yes.
It's his fake oversensitivity to say, I'm really hurt. I'm really hurt about this.
When he really isn't hurt, he just... He's just gross. He's just gross to me. And I still haven't fully put my finger on it. And maybe I don't want to because it makes me feel icky.
Yeah. He is very, very emotionally manipulative for her.
Really? I'm not saying Natalie's a saint. Y'all, again, she's fucking crazy. Yeah. Natalie's bedonkers. We've all seen the Instagram videos of her talking about her getting her chin done. And just the way she describes things, I'm like, the last thing you need to do is be famous.
Yeah.
Y'all.
I hate... the producers are asking her, I think, do you feel about it when off the rails? And again, she's so in the present she can't process what's just happened.
Because again, y'all, she can't do anything without him still. They're married.
Exactly.
But she's still waiting for the green card. Leaving her is him punishing her and scaring her and making her realize, you've got to kiss my ass because I still have the upper hand because I'm an American.
Yep.
And that is what really, his lack of empathy for her is astounding to me.
It is, and it's emotional blackmail.
That's it.
Yeah.
Yep.
No, I agree.
Ding, ding, ding,
He's been, I will say, the last part of Night of Fiancé and the first two episodes of this season, he's been really awful.
When all of this could have been prevented, if he just stood up like, I'm not going to say a man or a woman, but stood up like an adult and 14 episodes ago broke up with her because he didn't want to be with her because he realizes she's crazy.
Right.
That's what this all is.
Or because he has no agency over his own future. He doesn't really care. He's going to let her decide what happens.
Whatever happens, happens.
Mm. Yeah. And he's going to make her so miserable that she'll leave. And part of it is that he never wants to be the bad guy.
And he'll say he did everything he could.
Yep. You get to be blameless.
Sometimes you give it your all.
Yeah.
And it just doesn't work out.
It's a little like Mark and Nikki, but in a much less extreme way.
Y'all, go wash your mouth out with mouthwash because we all need to after that.
That's the show.
That's the show, everybody.
I got a man coming over, going to put something together.
And put something
hopefully
in him.
Hopefully it's me.
Go to realitygazepodcast.com. You can see all of our other shows. Be sure that there's a show link for you to click on that newsletter.
Mm-hmm.
Be sure to listen to our Tyler.
That's where you're going to find out our live shows.
Tyler and your pig royalty should be up tonight. We're hoping. We'll see. Got to edit it.
Maybe.
We'll see.
Maybe. Maybe.
Actually, this is going to air on Tuesday. So,
yeah.
Anyway. Again, thank you to our patrons on the $15, the intimate portrait, saying hi. Just, it's like you're sitting here on the couch while
you're
Poodle's
right
rubbing
near
his leg.
Me. Wow. I'm stroking your hair.
This is gross. Wow. Hey, y'all, go to Apple Podcasts.
Honk, honk.
Honk, honk. Leave us a 5-star review. And if you don't know what to say, you can always say,
keep going, Queens.
Keep going, Queens. But be sure to write something that helps. I think that's all we have going on, right?
I think that's so. Follow us on Instagram, Night A.
Yep.
Sorry. Insta. Reality Gays Podcast.
If you're not following us on Instagram, it's probably going to have dropped by the time you're listening to this podcast. Christina made one of the best fucking Danielle single life memes that we have ever.
It'll be up soon.
Y'all, so go to, if you want to see hilarious, hilarious memes that Sissy Christina makes, oh my God.
She made a really good one about pig royalty too that's up
now. Oh, she did. She did. She did. And she made her cover art for pig royalty.
That's true.
So anyway, we love her. She's a wonderful,
Jody, thank God. Come on. You were Michelle.
I'm not. It was real and it hurt and it was accurate. All right, everybody. We call these people lonely hearts because, Poodle, aren't we all just lonely hearts looking for love?
Yes. And if you were a good old man and ate your eggs in a frying pan, had a big dream that you need to learn, then you fell into a butter churn.
Because you were churning.
And you're burning
till it died.
Whee!
Poodle, I need to talk to you about something that happened at our New York live show.
The lying designer said it was his first time and that his wife didn't care.
No, Poodle. It's just that people are talking about your outfit from the show.
Oh, yes. My corset that I bought online that was specially made for my body. It accentuated my creamy shoulders and gave me a waist cinched for the gods.
Well, also, I don't know how to say this, but some sissies said their male husbands noticed your...
caboose? Men flock to my posterior. It makes sense.
No, the other side. They noticed your junk.
Oh, my.
And apparently there was some jealousy. I can't believe I'm talking about this. But some men said you looked very junk forward, and some male sissies in the audience were a little jealous.
Well, they should be. I bring the heat. Well, if I'm honest, Maddie, I've got a little secret.
Oh, I know you banged the guy that organizes your building's trash bins.
How dare you mention Orlando? I can neither confirm nor deny. No, Maddie, I mean, those male sissies don't need to be jealous at all. Well, maybe a little jealous. But they, too, can be junk-forward like me. My secret is that I wear the contoured pouch and ball caddy from MeUndies.
The contoured pouch and ball caddy?
Yes, the contoured pouch and ball caddy. Not only is MeUndies underwear comfortable and breathable, but it also makes my junk look huge!
MeUndies, who knew?
Yes, and MeUndies has looks for all types of people. From all black classics to fun, expressive prints, MeUndies has a look for everyone. Plus, they come in sizes extra small through 4XL, guaranteeing a flattering cut for everybody.
Oh, and I do know that MeUndies isn't just about underwear. Their lounge collection is incredible, featuring joggers, hoodies, and onesies, and more. And it is unmatched comfort because MeUndies' signature fabric is as soft as a warm hug from your favorite sweater. It's breathable, stretchy, and oh so comfy, making it ideal for all-day wear.
Well, not only are they cozy, but MeUndies uses sustainably sourced materials and works with partners that care for their workers. And if you're not happy with your first pair of MeUndies, it's on MeUndies.
Well, Poods, now that I'm living the single life like Nuttley, I need to advertise. I'm getting some MeUndies.
I don't want to hear about your sex life on the podcast. Sissies, good things come in big packages at MeUndies. Get 20% off your first order plus free shipping at MeUndies.com/realitygaze.
That's MeUndies.com/realitygaze for 20% off plus free shipping. MeUndies, comfort from the outside in.
If you're looking for plump lips that last, you need to know about Juvederm lip fillers. With Juvederm Volbella XC and Juvederm Ultra XC, your lip look, whether it's subtle or bold, can last up to one full year with optimal treatment and no additional maintenance. Find a licensed specialist and see if it's right for you at Juvederm.com today. That's Juvederm.com. Add fullness to lips in adults over 21 with Juvederm Volbella XC or Juvederm Ultra XC. Do not use if you have severe allergies or a history of severe allergic reactions, or if you're allergic to lidocaine or the proteins used in Juvederm. Tell your doctor if you have a history of scarring or taking medicines that decrease the body's immune response or that can prolong bleeding. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. As with all fillers, there's a rare risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. For full, important safety information, visit Juvederm.com.